Earlier this month, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that a Nipusqueak resident tested positive for coronavirus. At that time, Nipusqueak went into lockdown, shutting down all intervillage travel except for essential needs. A team from YKHC traveled to the nearby village to conduct widespread testing. Nipusqueak Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams says that round of testing identified another case.
From the test on June 16, someone was positive.
YKHC said the most recent case is a Bethel resident who was in Nipusqueak. Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said that the individual had not traveled outside of the region recently, nor were they a close contact of the first Nipusqueak resident who tested positive, which is why Hodges says there's likely community spread.
For community spread, what we mean is we're not sure how or when they became infected.
Asked whether the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has hit a new level of severity in the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Hodges said it's always been serious.
This disease is unpredictable. There are people who are healthy, who have no chronic medical conditions, who become severely ill and die. And there are, of course, our elderly who are quite vulnerable, who can become severely ill and die. And so I think it's incumbent upon all of us as a community to contribute to the control of this outbreak.
Nipusqueak officials are mandating face masks in public places. Tribal Administrator Williams says the bingo hall and the church are closed. She says non-residents are asked to stay away from the village, and residents are asked to stay in their homes except for essential needs like food and gas. Williams says fishing is another essential need.
All subsistence activities are allowed.
Dr. Hodges says fishing, since it is outdoors, should be okay, even while Nipusqueak is mostly sheltering in place.
As long as people can maintain social distance from people not in their household, wear masks if they have to interact with other people.
The village will also allow an exception to its lockdown when non-residents head to Nipusqueak for the burial of Jerry Evan, an Alaska State Trooper who died last Saturday. The service will be outdoors with close friends and family members, and everyone will be encouraged to wear a mask. YKHC is sending a medical provider to Nipusqueak on Friday to conduct additional testing until July 1st. Williams says she hopes this time 100% of the village gets tested. Hodges says with the number of coronavirus cases growing in the region, people in every village and community should continue to wear masks, wash their hands often, and maintain a small social circle.
If you can't name the number of people that you've been with in the past 14 days, then you're around too many people and you need to limit your social circle.
Dr. Hodges said that the actions of one person cannot control this virus, but the entire community of the YK Delta should work together to try to prevent a larger outbreak. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.